USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is gearing up to release 15 million barrels of oil from its strategic reserve as energy prices are on the rise once again. The barrels are the final group of the 180 million announced in March. The majority of Republicans are not a fan of the release, including Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, who claims it's a national security issue.
It's not the political petroleum reserve. He's playing politics with this national security asset that we have that's really developed for a time of war.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is declaring martial law in four regions of Ukraine. On national TV Wednesday, Putin saying he was announcing martial law in the regions he illegally annexed to formalize this regime within the framework of Russian legislation. More than half of Americans believe the federal government has too much power. That's according to 54% of people who took part in a Gallup survey on the question. The number hovered around 55% going back to 2017. The Sanibel Causeway is reopening Wednesday, 3 weeks after Hurricane Ian made it impassable.
These repairs, while temporary, are really going to help get the residents of this island back on track. They're going to be able to go and be at their property, going to be able to help with the restoration efforts.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying crews have been working around the clock to make repairs to complete the project. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is beginning debt relief efforts for 13,000 farmers. This comes 2 months after the Inflation Reduction Act was signed into law, which allocates $3.1 billion to distressed borrowers with operations at financial risk. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
A gubernatorial candidate out west is receiving a big endorsement.
Arizona's Republican gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake received a new endorsement from former Hawaii representative and now ex-Democrat Tulsi Gabbard. Lake said she's honored to have the endorsement. However, the newly independent Gabbard isn't stopping there. She announced she would also campaign alongside Arizona's Republican Senate nominee Blake Masters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NFL owners began their latest round of meetings in New York on Tuesday under a growing call for the league to force Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder out. The league looking into several investigations regarding the Commanders and Snyder, ranging from sexual misconduct to financial impropriety. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay tells reporters he thinks there's grounds to remove Snyder.
You know, it's a difficult situation. You know, I believe there's merit to remove him as owner.
A Commander spokesperson calling Irsay's comments inappropriate. 24 of 32 NFL owners would need to vote for Snyder's removal. There's more than a half a billion dollars on the line in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing. It's been 11 weeks since anyone matched all of the winning numbers in the multi-state lottery. That has pushed tonight's estimated jackpot up to at least $508 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double old rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.